This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Top features of football, NFL lunch style. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Featured artist Friday, it's Tina Turner. Last hour of the show, get your picks in for the songs and we'll play them. Then we get out of here at 2 o'clock, make way for Inside Access. But joining us now to talk some NFL fun, he's a two-time All-Pro. He's a beast. He's played in Super Bowls. He now does what we do, sports talk radio, among other things. Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Chad Brown. Chad, good afternoon. What's happening?
Happy Friday to you guys. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you guys. Happy
Same to you, Chad. Appreciate it. Before we get to the football stuff, help me out here. I'm a born and raised Baltimore guy. I tend to think or remember that when you were leaving Pittsburgh, did the Ravens ever make a move on trying to bring you to Baltimore, or am I totally off base with that one here?
There was some conversation because Marvin Lewis was my linebacker coach in Pittsburgh and then became the Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator. So I obviously have a great affinity for Marvin, and Marvin likes me as well. So we were trying to figure out a way to make it happen. But in the end, the Ravens were not one of those teams who offered me a contract when I was leaving the Steelers during my free agency.
Okay. I knew there was some dialogue there. But thank you, Chad, for clearing that up, because it was driving me crazy, to be totally honest with you. Now, a year ago at this time, people were talking up the Broncos as, you know, the team to watch in the AFC with, you know, Russell Wilson coming over and all the weapons and the running and the defense that they had. Did not work out well. That's probably an understatement. Could they possibly be a team that might just come out of nowhere and be a sleeper contender maybe in the tough AFC, or is that looking way too far ahead right now?
I think it's certainly possible. There's always a team every year that kind of comes out of nowhere. But looking at this Broncos team pretty closely, there's still some holes and question marks in a lot of places. I think they'll be better now that Sean Payton is the coach. Nathaniel Hackett, I think, was just a bit over his head and gave too much up as a head coach to be a cheerleader for Russell Wilson. And so the offense between he and Russell Wilson and all their big offseason plans never really came to fruition. But I think Sean Payton is the adult in the room. He's proven that so far this offseason. He's kind of changed the way the Broncos do business in a lot of different ways, a lot less talking, a lot less preseason hype videos from Russell Wilson and things like that. They will be better, but I see them probably being, you know, a game under 500, a game above 500 kind of thing. You know, 9-7. I'm sorry, 10-7. You know, 9-8, something like that. So I don't think this team is playoff bound this year. But if Russell Wilson can be 80% of what he was in Seattle, you combine that with Sean Payton's ability to organize and coordinate an offense, this team can be very good going into the future.
Chad, is he at the OTA? I'm assuming he's at OTAs. And if he is, how's he looking?
Well, a lot of the issue with Russell Wilson last year was the softness of his physique. And he didn't seem to be in great shape when he suffered some injuries that typically guys who are in great shape don't have. He had a hamstring issue that lingered for a lot of the season. So he looks a lot leaner. But there's this desire from Russell Wilson always to try to spin things and control the narrative. And so when I asked yesterday about his weight loss, he said that he didn't know how much weight he's lost. You're Russell Wilson. You've got a $250 million contract. You've got a nutritionist. You've got your own strength and conditioning coach. You've got a chef. Trust me, Russell Wilson, you do know how much weight you've lost. Your body fat has been calibrated. All those things have been done. If you don't want to answer, just say you don't want to answer. But don't sit up in front of the media and lie and say you don't know, because you do know. And we know that you know.
Hey, Chad, are the people upset with Deion and you being a former Colorado alum that he's basically gotten rid of everybody that was on the 1-11 team and bringing in new people?
Wow, this is a tough one for me. I recognize what Deion was hired by Rick George, the athletic director at CU, my Colorado Buffaloes, to do, come in and change the trajectory of the program. The program had fallen into historically bad times. There were weeks last year where the Sports Illustrated had the Buffs as the worst college football team in the country. You know, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago when I was part of the glory days. We won a national championship. So I love the move for Coach Prime to come in and become the head coach, and I recognize what he's got to do, but I'm pretty sure the NCAA and college football does not like the look of this. Once upon a time when I was in college football, your scholarship was given to you unless you got in trouble with the law or had a lot of, conduct detrimental to the team or you flunked out of school, you kept your scholarship. But now these coaches can essentially fire these kids from their scholarships and to no fault of their own. You were good enough to play for Carl Durrell. Carl Durrell came into your house and sat on your mother's couch and drank your mom's coffee and told your dad what a great son he's raised, and I'm going to treat your boy just like my son and when he gets on campus. And now because he can't rush the passer as good as somebody else or run a post route as somebody else, he's lost his scholarship. And that sucks. And that hurts my heart because I know college football has become almost semi-pro football with NIL deals and things like that. But somehow we've lost track that these are kids still. And we are doing a disservice to these kids. I want the Buffs to be good, and I want Coach Prime to be an awesome coach up there. But the other side of that is ugly to me and doesn't speak to what college football is supposed to be about.
Yeah, and Chad, wouldn't you say, like, with college football nowadays, because, like, when you were at Colorado and I was at Notre Dame when we were playing each other and stuff most of the time, people believed in their school, in tradition, and nowadays, it seems like if a kid gets upset, and you're a coach, you got to recruit these kids all the time because if he gets upset, he leaves. They can't handle adversity anymore.
I think in some ways, to your point, we are doing these kids a disservice. There's something that's lost when you don't have to grind for your opportunity, where you just get up and leave and are constantly searching for what you think are greener pastures someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times were you discouraged as a guy at Notre Dame? I'm sure there were lots of times. And I was certainly discouraged my first couple of years as a Colorado Buffalo. I came in and I wanted to play and I was redshirted. You know, with today's landscape, I would have left and gone someplace else to some other coach who recruited me and made some other greater, bigger promises to me. In the end, if you can play, you'll play. If you can help the football team, you'll help the football team. And hopping from school to school doesn't seem like the right route. I understand for quarterbacks, there's only one quarterback can play. I understand that one with a deeper sense of maybe empathy for that position than other positions. But if you're trying to be, a wide receiver, and a lot of college teams will throw the ball to 6, 7, 8 guys over the course of a ball game, just stick around, learn the offense, show coaches that you can be trusted in critical situations, and you'll get yourself on the field rather than trying to leave and cut and run and find some place that's a little bit easier for you to get on the field.
Hey, Chad, how interested are you this year in the AFC with all the quarterbacks they've got? It seems like there's a lot of teams that could win the AFC this year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the AFC East, maybe the Patriots, which is kind of crazy to say. All four teams have a shot at the playoffs, with the Patriots probably being the last team in that division.
How about the North, Chad? Yeah.
Yeah. All four teams could be playoff teams there, possibly. The South is not the best division, mm-hmm. certainly. But even in the AFC West, Josh McDaniels, second year, gets a new quarterback. Chargers and Justin Herbert, I look for them to take another step forward. And we just opened the call talking about the Broncos and their playoff possibilities. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, obviously, are still the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes is still going to be there. So the AFC playoff picture certainly will be crowded again. In some of these divisions, maybe you got to start to look at this almost like we do in college football, where they beat each other up during the course of division play so much that maybe the team that emerges is so banged up by trying to get to that gauntlet that they maybe can't make a deep playoff run. Those are things we talk about in college football so often.
Chad Brown joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Chad, appreciate your time as always. Tell everyone about the radio show, because all of these fancy technology things, you can listen to any show you want, any state that you're in.
Absolutely. So you can listen to the Players Club, as we call it, in Denver with myself, Nate Jackson, former Broncos wide receiver, Orlando Franklin, former Broncos offensive tackle. You can go to 104.3 The Fan or denversports.com. and take a listen to our show and hear three former players chopping it up and having a good time.
Chad, appreciate it as always. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. You and the family, will talk soon.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yep. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.